China's impact on soybeans. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. The issue of tariffs between the U.S. and China has taken a toll on soybean futures. If tariffs remain when the U.S. harvest begins,
that's when this could be a lot more bearish if this is not resolved by that point in time.
More with Steve Nicholson of Rabo AgriFinance is coming up right after the break. There is much ado over the tariffs imposed by the U.S. and then by China. The Trump administration imposed fees on imported steel and aluminum from China prompted retaliatory tariffs, notably for farmers, on soybeans. Grains and oilseeds analyst Steve Nicholson with Rabo AgriFinance tells Brownfield the tariffs on soybeans exported to China will be effective soon.
The markets, of course, reacted very bearish to that, and that's not unexpected. But I think we kind of need to think a little bit farther or a little bit broader about what's going on in soybeans right now. You know, from a perspective of soybeans from U.S. to China, it's not a big deal right now because they're buying most of those soybeans from Brazil. So it's a little bit of a no harm, no foul in the sense of it doesn't hurt U.S. markets because we're not exporting much right at this point.
Nicholson is quick to acknowledge there's been harm. The obvious steep downturn in the soybean market has hit farmers' pocketbooks.
But at the same time, if we were having this conversation in October and this is still going on, then that becomes more of a problem because China turns the United States for soybeans at that point because that's when our harvest is. It's the cheapest soybeans available for another 6 months until Brazil harvests theirs. That's when this could be a lot more bearish if this is not resolved by that point in time.
Nicholson points out that there's one big global soybean customer, China, and there are two big global soybean suppliers, the U.S. and Brazil.
So there's not really many places to go, and while Brazil could technically or theoretically supply all of China's needs, they would have nothing left for themselves. So they're going to have to come to the United States. Beans will find their way from the U.S. to China. They may find their way there directly with the tariff, or they may find their way there through another channel.
Nicholson tells Brownfield that if a customer the size of China relies primarily on Brazil for their supply of soybeans, the price of Brazil's soybeans will go up. Likewise, the price of U.S. soybeans will go down.
And if you're a buyer, you're always, right, wrong, or indifferent, you're looking for those cheaper beans. So they're going to find their way there one way or the other.
Analyst Steve Nicholson with Rabo AgriFinance says it's not business as usual, but he says one fundamental fact remains.
Can you lock in profitable sales here and move on? That's the most important thing.
I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.